Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless the name of the Lord for the 29th day of the month of May, year 2022. We appreciate the wonder working power of God. We thank the Lord for all that the Lord has been doing. We thank God for all that we recorded as for today. We bless God for the testimony coming into our hearings. We bless the name of the Lord. We pray that God will continue to work wonders in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Our beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. I want you to get yourself ready as we are going to pray some aggressive prayers here. And I know something great will happen. Appreciate the Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. Give God the adoration. Our God is worthy of all praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised and adored. And thus we lift up holy hands. He wanna come. Singing, blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name, O Baba, blessed be thy name of the Lord. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the battle. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the battle inherited from my parents in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the battle inherited from my parent in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the battle inherited from my parent. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the enemy within, serving as a point of contact to demonic power. In the name of Jesus. The enemy within, serving as a point of contact to demonic power. In the name of Jesus. The enemy within, serving as a point of contact to demonic power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every messenger of Satan attached to my family. In the name of Jesus. Every messenger of Satan attached to my family, die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every messenger of Satan attached to my family, I command you to die. In Jesus' name we pray. Negative pronouncement against my star. In the name of Jesus. Negative pronouncement against my star. In the name of Jesus. Negative pronouncement against my star. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, consultation with dark powers in my foundation, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, consultation with dark power in my foundation, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, consultation with dark powers in my foundation, die by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at it now. That is serious. That prayer is working wonders. Say, oh God, arise and let my enemies scatter. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies scatter. In the name of Jesus, let my enemies scatter. Let my enemies scatter. In Jesus' name, pray. Sing this song. Arise, O Lord, and me be scattered. Arise, O Lord, and my enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord, and my enemy be scattered. Arise, arise. No, Dala Shutale Barabanaba. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise. Say, oh God, arise and let my stubborn enemy scatter. in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let my stubborn enemies scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, let my stubborn enemies scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Oh God, arise and let every satanic messenger scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, let every satanic messenger scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, let every satanic messenger scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Arrow fire into my life, jump out from my body, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my life, jump out from my body, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, oh God, arise, make all my pursuer to turn back in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, make all my pursuer to turn back in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, make all my pursuer to turn back in Jesus' name. We pray. Oh God, arise, let the oppression of the wicked scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, let the oppression of the wicked scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, let the oppression of the wicked scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. If you are here now and you have any sickness in your body, now get a bottle of water or a bottle of oil, a mantle in your hand. Father, we thank you, for you are the healer, you are the great physician. Let all this faith material be turned to instrument of your power. Let it be turned to instrument of your fire. Let it be turned to instrument of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. We challenge all this material with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray that the blood of Jesus Christ will flow into all this material. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, drink a little of the water or the oil, and you say this thing, this prayer loud and clear. Say, coven of witchcraft, release my body in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft, release my body in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft, release my body, release my body, release my body in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every captivity in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every captivity in my life, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, internal spiritual prison, let me go in the name of Jesus. Internal spiritual prison, let me go, let me go, let me go. In Jesus' name we pray. Put the oil on your center head and rub it on your stomach. Say this one loud and clear. The organs of my body receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. The organs of my body receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. The organs of my body receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any witch eating the organs of my body, drinking the blood of my body, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any witch eating the organs of my body, drinking the blood of my body, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any witch eating the organs of my body, drinking the blood of my body, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any witch drinking the, eating the flesh of my body, drinking the blood of my body, yeah, in Jesus' name. Pray. Take a time to pray that prayer for about 5 minutes. You will see what the Lord will do. I command all your organs that are not functioning very well to begin to function well in the name of Jesus. All the organs of your body in the coven, I command a release upon them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any organ of your body that is inside the pot of witchcraft, I command them to be released, and I break the pot into pieces in Jesus' name we pray. Yesterday, we are talking about satanic dream, satanic dreams that abort breakthroughs. Satanic dreams that abort breakthrough. We said yesterday that life is a spiritual thing. Our life is a spirit. Our battle, major battle of our life, is a spiritual battle. If you don't understand this mystery, it can be very, very, very terrible. We need to understand the mystery. We need to know that we are spiritual beings. We need to understand that we live inside the body, And we need to understand that we have a soul. We need to understand that our spiritual warfare, they are not physical. We need to understand that our spiritual warfare, they are just spiritual. Our warfare are spiritual. Our warfare are not physical at all. That is why in Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says, we are waging war, not against flesh and against blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness in high places. We need to understand that import. We need to get that import clear. That our battle, they are not against flesh and blood, but they are against principalities and power. They are against wickedness in high places. If this is clear, then we will take our life serious. They will not undo anything casualty. Many people have been a casualty in spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is a reality. The enemy fighting, not they are real. And that is why when a breakthrough is coming closer to us, the enemy comes through our dream to alter that breakthrough. Sometimes they have viewed the breakthrough coming. And you yourself may not even know that the breakthrough is coming. They come and go and attack it in the dream. How do they do this one? They program some dreams into our life. And those dreams they program to our life, they deposit some evil thing immediately. Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, explain it very clearly. He said, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed thirst among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the test also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then thou it fares? Look at the reply of Jesus. He said unto them, an enemy has done this. Many a time when we are sleeping, after laboring for the whole day, you see the wicked coming into our dream. They program some evil dream into our lives to abort the breakthrough. Our breakthrough is something that will make us happy. A breakthrough is the opening of a new door. Somebody experienced breakthrough when it's moving to a new level. Breakthrough is the manifestation of your expectation. Breakthrough is your reality, the reality of the miracle you are expecting. You are expecting. It's your new song and it's also your new dance. Breakthrough is the full-scale laughter. It's the arrival of the season of testimony. So when that season of testimony is coming closer to you, the enemy have viewed it and they appeared in the dream. They program some dreams into our lives. The understanding of this kind of dream will either help you to deal with it before the evil is entrenched, or it will affect the breakthrough. Many people will see this breakthrough. Many people are closer to this breakthrough. Many of them will think it's going to be released into a hand. Just a day before the release of the breakthrough, the enemy will sponsor these evil dreams. What are the satanic dreams that abort breakthroughs? Listen to me very well. What are these dreams that abort breakthroughs? Let me give you 25 satanic dreams programmed to abort breakthroughs. Number one is constant eating in the dream. There's no way we not lay emphasis on that one. Immediately you eat in the dream, the breakthrough will not come. Number two is when you experience cobwebs attacks. Number three, when you see yourself naked in the dream. These are programmed satanic dreams to abort your breakthrough, either completely naked or half naked. Number four, beaten by strange animal. Number five, sex in the dream. Walking barefooted in the dream. writing unnecessary examination in the dream, or being pursued by mad fellow, seeing yourself in your old primary school or secondary school, on the house where you live when you are just growing up, or see yourself back in the village, or when you see a goat that is tied down. These dreams are revelations that the breakthrough coming closer to you is about to be aborted. When you have such dreams, immediately in the morning you wake up and you terminate the dream. I will give you the prayer you are going to pray just now. Close your eyes and say, the Lord wants to show you mercy. Tell the Lord, show me mercy. Have mercy upon me. In Jesus' name we pray. When you have such dream, these are the prayers you are going to pray. Number one, you will say like this. Say, the consequence of evil dream I had. That is why it's good for you to remember your dream. The consequence of evil dream I had, you will not see the light of the day. Die in the name of Jesus. The consequence of evil dream I had, you will not see the light of the day. Die in the name of Jesus. The consequence of evil dream I had, you will not see the light of the day. Die in Jesus' name we pray. Number two, you will say, powers behind this evil dream, there in the name of Jesus. Powers behind this evil dream, ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers behind this evil dream. You can mention the event of the dream. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Let's say you are writing an exam now. You mention the event. You will say, all the people in this exam board, I set you ablaze. The writing material, I set you ablaze. The invigilator, I set you ablaze. The hall, I set you ablaze. And I withdraw myself from that captivity. That's a very powerful prayer. You can also pray like this. You say, you, this negative dream, you will not prosper in my life. In the name of Jesus, you, this negative dream, you will not prosper in my life. In the name of Jesus, you, this negative dream, you will not prosper in my life. In Jesus' name, pray. You read Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. You can also pray like this. Say, I fire back every arrow of evil dream back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I fire back every arrow of evil dream back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I fire back every arrow of evil dream back to the sender. In Jesus' name, we pray. Then you anoint yourself in the morning, and you command the breakthrough you are expecting to manifest. And you terminate the dream. Say, I terminate the consequence of this dream. You will not see the light of the day. You will not prosper. You will not hold me. I break your grip over my life. In Jesus' name, you pray. Then you say, I withdraw myself from the captivity of evil dream. I withdraw myself from the captivity of the consequence of this dream. And I separate myself from the punishment or the consequence of that dream. In Jesus' name, we pray. When you pray like that, you have freed yourself immediately. You just find out that you will see the breakthrough that you are expecting for. God will bless you so much in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will give us wisdom, give us understanding to terminate all evil plans of the wicked in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll continue sharing the dream with us tomorrow. May the Lord bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to thank the Lord and worship the Lord. Father, we bless you for what you have done. We pray that the blessing will increase upon our lives. All the prayer requests, we declare them approved by heaven. We pray they shall be answered by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are writing exam, the Lord will give you victory. You will come out with flying colors. I pray for those expecting their permanent residence document, the Lord will give it to you. The Lord will fasten the process up and there will be testimony. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, Holy Ghost, visit them and envelope their lives. Overshadow them and let there be testimony. I decree twins, triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray all those who have not been able to experience marital settlement and you are of age, the Holy Ghost will deliver you. The Holy Ghost will separate you from this affliction. I pray that within 3 months there will be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that for those who are doing business, the Lord will lay hands upon your business. Your business will be productive. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those in the ministry, the Lord will lay hands upon your life. You will not fail in the ministry. In Jesus' name, pray. Beloved, I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Tech Town. You can send to us your testimony to this number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. And don't forget, the crusade is still going on by the grace of God at 23 Road, First Tech Town. That's FHA Field. Blessing of the Lord. God Almighty is doing wonders. God has done it yesterday. He's going to do another one today. Make sure you are there. Make sure you are blessed. Make sure you are there and you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Beloved, don't forget our international headquarters is at number 13 Lasibo Street, Onike Saboya, but just behind the second gate of Unilag and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you in Jesus' name.